Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's Sal Capaccio.
I make a special capaccio for you, right?
Oh, yes. Now that sounds really good.
Oh, you like?
Hey, get away! Get away from my wife with that!
What's the matter, carpaccio, no good?
What? What do you do now?
They don't like a carpaccio.
They like carpaccio.
Oh. On WGR.
I make a capaccio for you.
Sports Radio 550.
We like carpaccio. Sal joining us on the Western Hotline, brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the best place to buy a case. What's your outlet? Sal's will be covering practice today. Adjust your schedule accordingly this week, people. There was nothing yesterday, so the Bills back at practice, media on hand for a little bit today. Good morning, Sal. How are you?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. I put up a web poll today, and I'll ask you the question, although I'm going to tweak it a little bit for you, Sal. Who is the biggest surprise so far of the Bills season? And I put some nominees out there. I won't limit you to one, though. So who you can have more than one. Who are the biggest surprises for the Bills 5 games into this season?
You mean specifically individually?
Players,
right?
Yeah, right.
I think Dawson Knox is at the top of the list. You know, for what he's been able to add to this offense, how they've been able to incorporate him as a pass catcher, but also just in their everyday flow, in their every play flow, I should say. I mean, he was 55 of 57 snaps last week. He's getting over 80% on a regular basis. He's truly become a really big part of what they are doing. I think that you always saw the raw talent there. He's always kind of made some pretty big highlight catches, good with the ball in his hands. The inconsistency of catching the ball was always the issue, right? As we all know, I think the surprise has just been the elevation of his game to the next level. And then for me, it's Greg Rousseau. I've always felt, you know, when they drafted him, I felt, okay, yeah, I mean, he could be really good someday. Never thought he would have this kind of impact right away.
Right. No, I did. I put, and the you hit the two main ones. I also put in Spencer Brown. I didn't think we'd be talking about him as the starting right tackle at this point. But with Rousseau, I think it's funny, Sal, that on the on the Zoom call Monday, somebody was asking Sean McDermott about Rousseau, and McDermott's like, whoa, slow down. You know, it was like, he's not in the Hall of Fame yet. And I'm laughing, but it's hard not to be excited. I know coach has got to slow everybody down, but it's hard not to be excited about what you see, because he's not just a pass rusher, by the way. I mean, he's really good at rushing the passer, but his ability to shed blocks and be a factor in the run defense too he's shown the ability to be, as a rookie in the first month of his pro career after sitting out a year in college, an all-around defensive end.
Yeah, this guy's not raw. You know what I mean? No. I think that was the big thing, that he was going to be, he was raw, and he missed a year last year, and I think what he's showing is that is not the case. I think that question, the reporter basically said, did you think he'd be so great right away? I think that was the reason
why.
The word great,
yeah.
Right? And Sean was like, hey, let's slow down. Like,
I thought it was funny.
You know, we're not putting him in the Hall of Fame right now. You know, but you think about, too, he's been impactful on his snap counts. Let me look it up here. So his snap counts this year so far are 51.1%. So he's playing half the snaps.
Wow. Yeah.
And yet he's been that impactful. But that's along the defensive line. Most of the defensive linemen, almost all of them, are not on the field more than 55% of the snaps. Actually, AJ Epenesa's on quite a bit. I'm looking at now, he's at 68.9, unless it's a misprint. I think that's right. It doesn't seem right, though. I think that's a...
That's a high number, wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think that's right. I think that's a wrong math on it. But either way, they rotate, as you guys know, all of their offensive or defensive linemen. And these guys, you know, they don't have... They're not on the field 80% of the snaps to make these plays every play and put up these big stat lines. But the guy wins AFC Defensive Player of the Week, not Rookie of the Week, Player of the Week, for having a really good stat line. And yet he's not on the field all the time, right? Last week, Greg Rousseau was on 36 of 57 snaps on defense, or whatever it was on defense. They actually played a lot more than that.
Yeah.
But, you know, you get the point. It's just he's making an impact with few snaps. Okay, let's go to Spencer Brown, though. Yeah, I mean, look, I think from what I saw in training camp and preseason, I thought he'd be competent if they had to put him in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Did not think that he'd be starting already. They obviously felt either A, they had to get him on the field, or B, they just had to do something about what was happening at guard, so they moved Darrell Williams over. It could have been a combination of both, but I think there's certainly an element of, we got to get this guy on the field. I think they really liked what they saw from him, and nobody wanted the COVID situation would happen to Deion. We know that. That was a horrible situation he went through, but it did give Spencer Brown an opportunity to show the coaching staff what he could handle and on the left side. And I think they felt really good about what they saw there.
The other thing I want to ask you about is kind of backtracking, but it happened over the weekend, but of course it got lost in, you know, beating Kansas City on Monday. So a two-part question on Taron Johnson, who I guess you could even, he wouldn't be a surprise. We know Taron's a good player. The 3-year contract extension, talk a little bit about that and your thoughts on that getting done. And then I wanted to dovetail into the contract chart that you tweeted out. And again, the general manager here being proactive, really not letting key guys as much as humanly possible hit the free agent market. Like last year when they had to re-sign 3 key players.
Yeah, by the way, just to make sure that we are accurate on this program here, Howard, we like to do that. It is 38% of the snaps that AJ Epenesa has been on the field for.
Yeah, so, that would seem like
being
a really...
logged at. It says in the official numbers here, 68.9. I think that's just a misprint. So yep. I did the math right there.
Very good.
Taron Johnson, you guys had him on the air a couple weeks ago, I think it was.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And, you know, he even said to you, like, when he felt comfortable in the defense, it was a couple years into the system. And, you know, we all know that this is not an easy system to grasp. I think he's kind of one of the really big examples of how players can truly develop under this coaching staff and have developed. I mean, he's a really important player to what they do. And Brandon Bean obviously identified him as that. Going into this season, after they got Josh Allen's contract done, there really was only one guy I think that we would all point to and say, okay, if I gave you a list of who's going to be unrestricted free agents at the end of the season, you're probably going to say, okay, the most important might be Taron Johnson. We'll see where it goes. He's had some availability issues, mm-hmm. you know, over his career. Let's see how this works out. Well, now they signed Taron Johnson a three-year deal. Pretty much everybody on both sides of the ball, but especially on defense is, well, I guess on both sides, I mean, you look at offense too, but is locked up. I mean, this is a team that's still fairly young, by the way. They're all kind of either in their prime or entering their prime. They don't have a lot of just old dudes. Emmanuel Sanders is a little older. I know that. He's on a 1-year deal. But most of their core pieces are either in their prime or just entering their prime, and they're all locked up for multiple years. Most of them are locked up even beyond 2022, mm-hmm. not just 2021.
Right.
But if you look at the contracts, yes, you have next year is Tremaine Edmonds, you know, last year of his deal because he has the 5th-year option. Okay, then you'll have to decide. You have to decide after this year what you want to do at Oliver. Those things are always going to happen. You're always going to have guys in those positions. But as of right now, pretty much everybody you see on the field right now for the Buffalo Bills who's making big-time contributions and impacts, they're under contract for next year again.
You know what? There was actually – and they're in really – yes, they're in really good shape in terms of keeping the team together. There was one other guy I wanted to bring up, and I want to make sure we get this in today because I'll forget by tomorrow, Sal. We were talking at the top about surprises, right? And it was a big year for Dawson Knox, and he's having his breakout season. One of the other guys we talked about with you, hey, big year coming up. Let's see what he does. Tremaine Edmonds, right? And he's made some splash plays mm-hmm. so far. Cody Ford. Not really going well for Cody Ford at this point. Let's go to the opposite end of the spectrum because he has apparently lost his job and is now a second-round pick who's a depth guy.
Yeah, and I mean, as great as this organization has been over the last few years of finding and developing and all that kind of stuff, as of right now, I would say that's a miss on Cody Ford,
yeah.
considering where he is. He's not playing. He's in his third year. You'd expect him to be a starter. He has been a starter. He's lost his starting job. Sean McDermott said, you know, they have every confidence in him, and I believe that. I think they are confident that if he has to play, that he'll be fine. But you don't want to see a second-round pick you traded up for in his third year to have lost his starting job. I think one of the issues has been that through his 3 years, he's played multiple positions and he's never settled in on one. It finally seemed like he did settle in on a position this year, beginning of the year. And I thought he was maybe the best lineman in the Steelers game, even though they didn't play that well overall as a group. Mm-hmm. And then from there, kind of went a little bit downhill. I think to me right now, that's one guy that you look at and say, could you see him? You know, he has this year and next year left on his rookie contract. I don't think anybody would expect as of now they're going to be eager to necessarily re-sign him beyond that. But I also don't think that he's done as a Buffalo Bill, right? I mean, he's still on your team. He's still a depth player. He's not a bad player. And you still want to continue to coach him and continue to develop him. You never know where it's going to go. Look, I'll give a great example. Taron Johnson. Taron Johnson lost his starting job last year.
Yeah.
Not only got it back, he's been great ever since he got it back. You never know. Like, these guys sometimes, maybe in here in his third year, maybe by the end of the year, Cody Ford, you know, steps back into that lineup. You never know what's going to happen before he goes into his fourth year next year.
Today's Wednesday by Bill's weekly standard. So Sean McDermott and the injury report, all that stuff. So make sure you follow Sal, if you don't, on Twitter, at Sal Sports. And we'll chat with you again tomorrow for Football Friday.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Sal.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.